I'm Tony Mark.
And I'm Justin Cumby.
And you're listening to the Malibu Podcast. Malibu. Malibu.
Malibu. Malibu. Okay. And
are we back?
Yeah, we're back. 2023, the Malibu Podcast, after a few silent months. And a few notes from fans.
I think the people have spoken again, and even though it was only a few people.
It was like two people. all two listeners.
To be more specific, it was two people. But it meant a lot to me that people reached out and asked if, you know, we would please continue the podcast because they liked it. So
yeah. I think consistency is sometimes our biggest crux, which is the opposite of, you know, the podcast plan. The entire plan revolves around consistency. I think because we have day jobs, sometimes the podcast takes a backseat.
I was really hoping that, you know, Malibu Brewing Company was going to become such a huge sponsor we could retire. But, you know, there's dreams and goals.
Yeah, I think this is our year.
It could be this year.
But yeah, it's been an interesting start to the year. I think, you know, we have had some weather. We have more weather coming. It seems like PCH closes once a day and Malibu Canyon is going, you know, not going to last it for another few weeks. The beaches, a lot of them are gone. You know, some of the cliffs are constantly eroding. It could be the end of the world, but it's probably not.
Pretty sure my Google Maps has removed Malibu Canyon as an alternative route.
Yeah, no, it's done. It's just a hiking trail if you want to see a big river full of debris and trout that are not worth eating and on your worst day.
Glowing trout.
But yeah, we've had, you know, it's been a hard year for, I think, the community of Malibu as well. We suddenly lost Matt Rapp in February, and we have started to work on an episode to just commemorate and just have some people share their stories and remember Matt because, he was one of your really, really good friends, Tony.
Yeah, we'd gotten to be really close over particularly like the last 5 years. You know, I'd always really liked Matt, but grew up kind of fearing Matt, which I think was appropriate. And then, you know, as the last 5-10 years, our paths crossed more and more and we got to be really good friends. So yeah, his death hit me really hard, as I know it did a lot of people. And probably one of the best things to come out of the podcast in recent history was the fact that we had done the podcast, The People's History of Malibu, with Matt talking about growing up in the colony in the 80s and all those great stories and his book, Trace Parties. And the fact that we videoed that episode, which we have not done a lot of, or maybe ever again. Was that the only one we videoed? Well, then we tried to video
a handful.
Yeah. The only one I'd say we successfully videoed.
Yeah.
But
I was like behind the camera, like holding up every picture just so I could remember, like for the photocopies.
Where we were. Yeah.
But production level, I'm going to give it a C.
It may not be our strong suit yet, but it was amazing to have that because, you know, his wife and a lot of family had asked me for it. And so the video podcast kind of went back into rotation and I never really thought I would want to see it again. I thought it would just be too painful, but it actually wound up being really great. Like I felt like I got to hang out with Matt and just be in a room with him for an hour. And it was really cathartic in a way I didn't expect. So if we got nothing else out of the history of the Malibu podcast, we did, it was an amazing episode with Matt. You know, I think it was the first People's History of Malibu episode.
Yeah, that was correct. That was the first one. And I think that's kind of always the series that we get the most positive feedback on. So we're going to be trying to do a lot more of those. We have a guest who is going to be talking about early days on Topanga Beach, who seems like a really cool guy. We had a request for the history of Paradise Cove. So we know a pretty salty legendary realtor who lives in there who we might have to have in the studio if he's willing to divulge the history of that unique little zone. And yeah, gosh, we've had a few other people reach out, and it's been really cool. And I think, you know, the whole goal of it is to preserve Malibu history, and what's, you know, a lot of people don't see that, and especially people who, you know, just move here or visit here. It's hard to understand how much history there is and what is really a small town.
Malibu does have amazing stories, you know, and I think that somehow it's always been attractive to some amazing kind of eccentric people. And so, yeah, the history of Malibu is really rich. I mean, I've been here a long time, and I'm still learning a lot about Malibu, and it's generally amazing, you know, like it's just Malibu was kind of wild and wild west and free when it was founded, and it sort of carried that spirit, you know, to today in a lot of ways. I mean, it's been, it's definitely been gentrified, but it refuses to die. You know, it refuses to become a strip mall or, you know, a Barbie prequel, like in it. It just somehow still has a lot of character here, and the stories are great. So yeah, I look forward to reviving the series and hearing, you know, learning more and hearing people's stories.
Yeah. And while we're on the subject, one idea I had was, meet the Deckers, going into the history of Decker Canyon. 'Cause I've heard so many one-off little stories that are so amazing.
Are there still Deckers?
I think the last Deckers just put their house up for sale, or at least the last ones that lived in Malibu.
Wow.
Right behind the burnout lot that we sold, Kristen and Peters. So maybe that's like a Gouldy Mon call, but, if anyone is,
she would be all over it.
Yeah. But if anyone else is a Decker expert, drop us a line. 'Cause I think that would be fascinating. Like, that was kind of the opposing force to May Ringe way back. So that'd be historical and probably pretty fun.
Let's do it.
Anyway, that's a long, long way around the barn there, but we are working on, something for Matt Rapp. And if you want to contribute to that also, please feel free to get in touch.
We're looking for just amazing stories, basically. You know, what we inadvertently found out by doing the podcast is that essentially what, you know, the best things that come out of the podcast are the stories. And so, yeah, anybody who would have a great Matt Rapp story they'd like to contribute. We had one of Matt's best friends, Andy Lyon, kick us off. And he had some amazing stories about Matt, you know, especially in Matt's early wild years. But once we got done interviewing him, we realized that, you know, we kind of wanted to do, felt like there was just more, you know, felt like the, like sort of a collage of stories would be a great way to celebrate his Matt's life. And, yeah. And then, you know, we're probably going to do something similar for my dad who passed away recently. That's been rough for me. And I thought that would be a great way to remember him too. 'Cause my dad, like Matt, was definitely a Malibu character. And I bet there's some great stories that I don't even know, probably don't want to know, but they'd be worth celebrating.
Yeah, no, the world in Malibu will definitely miss Alan Mark. And I think, you know, a lot of it, you know, Broad Beach and Malibu in general is, you know, your dad's handprint is on it. So that'll be a cool thing to remember. And, I'm sorry that happened, man. That's always tough.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. It is always tough. And yeah, it'd be great to, my dad was such a fixture in Broad Beach for so many years, you know, since the '70s. So he definitely has, has earned a place in Broad Beach lore. I was actually hoping that we could get him to do the podcast before he died. But, you know, we didn't get that done, but we can get some stories, I'm sure, from those who knew him.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, there's been a couple rough things just in life here in Malibu. The one other thing, person I wanted to mention is, our friend Dave Ludwig. Dave is alive and he's doing really good, but Dave was diagnosed recently with ALS. And it's, the way he's like handling it is just unbelievably positive and inspiring. But I would just encourage any friends of his to just get in touch and pray for him or wish him well. We're just so in his corner and hoping for a miracle. So, you know, please keep him and the Ludwigs in mind if you know them.
I have to say that, you know, just watching Dave's videos he posts on social media, it makes me almost embarrassed, you know, to have spent the moments of being down and in grief and like looking at the way that guy's handling adversity. I hope more people see what he's posting. It's staggering, you know, the positivity and outlook he's got, you know, considering what he's facing is kind of unprecedented in anybody I personally know in terms of just, you know, just their outlook on life. He's amazing.
Yeah. And his wife, Victory, has set up a website on Caring Bridge that she updates pretty frequently. So if you want to check and see how they're doing, you can read there. And there's also a page where you can donate to the family as well. So we'll try to link that in the bio so that, or in the copy to this podcast so that it's there.
That sounds amazing. I didn't even know that existed. So I'll check that out too.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay. So that, I mean,
so we had a podcast already.
I think we need to cry. I think we need to sit down,
hug it out
and have a hug and a weep.
I just finished watching The Big Lebowski for the second time. I watched it when, you know, I was a younger man, but I watched it last month. And like after my dad died, I just wanted to become the dude, you know, just like curl up in a ball in my slippers and bathrobe and drink White Russians and just, you know, walk out the rest of my days. But my wife somehow didn't believe in that plan. So I've come back to a different plan of morality and normalcy. But there is something to be said for, you know, mourning and letting those feelings come out. So I guess our preamble to the podcast is probably its own podcast at this point. But I, there's a lot though, you know, Lion Heron passing, it really hit our community in a huge way, you know, Matt Rapp, you know, my dad in probably different ways, but certainly more impactful to me. I heard Tim Ryan's dad passed away at a similar time. And one of the things I've always loved about Malibu, one of the things that keeps me here is the people, you know, and, you know, we're getting older. So there's kind of a whole group and generation of people I grew up with that are, you know, as we get into our 50s, 60s, our parents get into their 80s, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a changing of the guard, and it's a lot. So there's been a lot of sadness and emotion and, you know, celebration, and it's definitely been a big few months in our community.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I think those events provide significant ups and downs. And I think, you know, such sadness is counterbalanced by people coming together and a new appreciation for life and realizing how blessed we all are. And, just coming back to what's really important, which is being with people you love and, you know, treating each other well and, you know, enjoying the amazing, you know, spaces and community that we have here. And so I think on the other side of grief, there's always positive things. And, you know, it's been a hard start to the year. And so I hope that, you know, all of us, here and beyond, you know, look towards and find those positive little rainbows.
You know, there was something that happened during the fires that I thought was amazing, where, you know, it was one of the worst times in the history of Malibu, but it brought the community together in a way that reminded me of my childhood in Malibu, you know, just, you know, with the exception of like the orange nuclear sky we had for a long time, it kind of, you know, it was a throwback to like the early days where, you know, you wave at people when you drive down the street and the roads are empty and, you know, you stop at the gas station and, you know, talk for 15 minutes to somebody you just ran into and having people over for dinner, you know, a lot like early Malibu, I don't know why, but I remember a lot more power outages in the early days. So lots of days with candles, you know, and, you know, barbecued cooked meals where we're waiting for them to turn the power back on. And so there was a lot there, you know, in the fire that actually really brought back, through that adversity, brought back kind of the best of what Malibu is and the best of what our community is. And, you know, it was just great to see in some of the harder things that happened. You know, I loved seeing Andy Lyon write Matt Rapp, you know, on the Malibu wall. Like, that just seems so fitting and appropriate. Or, you know, Lyon Forever on the Malibu wall. Like, you know, in fact, I saw Lyon Forever on the way up to Mammoth too.
Really?
They'd written on the side of a building.
It's awesome.
But, you know, kind of a little bit of that outlaw camaraderie, brotherhood culture that, like, you know, was the Wild West Malibu, I feel like comes back in our hardest times. And this is definitely feeling like, you know, a hard season. So I don't know. I love you, Malibu. I love you, community. And, you know, I think we can get better, you know, through seasons like this. It helps you remember what's important, you know, in a big way. And I'm glad you're back from Australia. I was 50-50. I was ever going to see you again. You know, a country that's basically been founded on beer and surfing seems like it may not release you.
It's heaven. It's like, it's just like somehow these like borderline rednecks got a hold of an island, like a tropical island. And then all
island the size of a continent.
Yeah. And all got like so good at surfing and just love drinking light beer and sitting in the sun. And it had actually a lot of similarities to Malibu. Like, I would just walk around and like observe these kind of smaller sub communities, and people would, you know, paddle out and know each other, and everyone was, you know, coming together and hanging out at the beach and at the surf clubs. And I don't know, it was really, really cool. And I'm surprised I'm back too, but you know, I guess vacation has to end sometime, right?
I mean, thank God your wife, you know, is responsible and loves her job. Well, I feel like our maybe this became its own welcome back to the podcast, and we can say goodbye for this one, and then we'll check in on another subject and actually be responsible real estate agents in a moment.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, it's just a way to kick off the year. It's a kind of a quick love letter to Malibu and the people who are hurting. And yeah. Sentence gone.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't have to fill the gap, you know. You've said it, you let it go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, for this episode, I'm Tony Mark for Justin Cumbie and the Malibu Podcast. We're hoping to be a bit more fastidious in our recordings of the podcast as we move forward. As noted in this entire preamble that became a podcast, it's just been a lot going on in our community and a lot going on in our lives. And we really are seriously grateful for the you know, the people that reached out and asked us to continue the podcast. It was two people, but it meant a lot, you know. And so we will continue the podcast, and thank you for your support. And over and out.
I think it was three, just by the way.